Hey guys, it's Jessica Bowser Nelson. It is 2016. This is my very first kind of video series coming at you this year. And I'm telling you, 2015 was a really crazy year. I accomplished humongous things in my personal life, my business, our team, Dare to Dream, like blew my wildest dreams out of the water. And this first kind of series I'm gonna make for you is gonna be about how to accomplish anything, but I wanna kinda start, I'm gonna be sharing three different stories that can kinda teach you the principles you need in your life to get to where you wanna go. But I was gonna kick it off today, but I wanna start on a different note. And that is kind of the downside of being relentless. So I am a very relentless type person, which you will learn over the course of this little video series. But it turns out I'm a one-upper with myself. I'm a one-man one-upper. And I don't know if you're like this or if you know somebody like this, but it's kind of like when you are relentless and when you are, you know, goal-driven and pushing and motivated and, you know, digging deep within yourself to accomplish what you want to accomplish in life, it can kind of be a blessing and a curse. Like I said, I came off last year, I achieved humongous things, and I live for challenge. I love pushing myself. I love seeing, you know, what I can do next and how I can improve and how I can grow, because that's how I feel alive. But then all of a sudden I found myself, you know, achieving these major things that I'm so thankful and grateful for. But then it was almost like I became insecure and thought, you know, what do I do now? And what if I don't measure up to that person or to those accomplishments that I've already done? You know, what if I'm not the person, the coach, the wife that people need me to be? What if I can't, you know, maintain that? Or what if, you know, I mean, I had incredible abs after Max 30. What if my abs can no longer look that good or better? You know, what is that gonna mean for me and for my life if I can't improve, or if I don't improve fast enough, or if I let people down? And all of a sudden, all of this doubt and all of this frustration and questions and negativity just started kind of pervading my brain. And I mean, I've learned, I know ways, you know, to combat those voices, and I know the things to do. You know, I've got to change my stinking thinking, I've got to read my books, I've got to, you know, focus on the positive and show more gratitude. But it was like, since I knew all of these things, it was almost like I was fighting with myself even more. So really, I tell you all this just to know, you know, I see so many things, especially on social media, where it looks like these people just have these picture perfect lives and every photo is like, ding, you know? And it's not the case. I mean, to me, I love this struggle because that's where I find my strength. And when I come out on the other side of anything that I'm dealing with, whether it's something tangible, you know, whether it's an issue in my relationship or, you know, a death of a friend or, you know, something really tangible that obviously is gonna impact you, or whether it's internal where I'm having this fight in my brain or the struggle in my heart, or I'm not feeling the passion I wanna feel for something, whatever it is when you get to the other side of the struggle is when you find your stride. So just know everybody goes through stuff. They might not always share it. They might not always be vulnerable or put it out there. But to me, I wanna go through stuff, like I said, so I can grow, so I can have something to share and something to give, and so that you can know I've been there. So just know, you know, I started this year in kind of a weird place. I was putting a lot of pressure on myself. I'm my own worst critic, but that's also what makes me able to achieve the goals in my life, to be able to get knocked down and get back up, to have that resiliency, to me, is what life's about. So whatever you're going through, know you can make it to the other side. That, you know, it's like when you're walking through hell, keep walking. So just be encouraged through that. Stay tuned. Over about the next 2 weeks, I'm gonna be sharing my three steps to achieving whatever it is you want in life by being relentless. So make sure you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, shoot me an email, jessica@jessicabowsernelson.com, if you are ready to get started on your journey to a healthier, a more fit you, shoot me a message, it's what I do. So see you guys later.